What color socks do bears wear?
I don't know what.
They don't wear socks. They have bear feet.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
From the soundtrack to the movie Sing, that is. Listen to the music, and that's Tiki Pasillas. And good morning. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. I am Katie Stone, and so happy to be with you all today on the air here at KUNM. And I'm in a studio that's full of people. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And let's say our good mornings. Let's start over here with you all. Good morning to you, Miss Imogene.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
Good morning. I'm Sienna.
Good morning. I'm Siobhan.
Hello. Good morning. I'm Haley.
Good morning. This is Leela.
Good morning. This is Keelan.
Hi. Hi, Keelan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is Julia.
Good morning. This is Madeline.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Elliot.
Good morning. Gray's here somewhere, I take it. Hi, hi, Gray. Good morning.
I'm here.
Good to see you.
Behind the scenes with KUNM.
Behind the scenes. Speaking of behind the scenes, actually, it has nothing to do with behind the scenes. Yesterday was, for all of you listening from out of town,
we... Snow day!
Snow day!
Yay! I didn't have no school.
I didn't have school yesterday.
Yeah.
We have to thank the people at APS, Albuquerque Public Schools, tend to set the trend here in the Duke City for snow days. So let's give a big round of applause for the people at APS who said, don't go to school.
Thank you.
First, I got a two-hour delay, and then about an hour later, I got a whole day off.
Yeah, same here.
Everybody got that. Yeah, it's so cool. What did you all do for your snow day?
We have a ditch real close to us, so we walked on the ditch.
Ooh.
We went sledding.
Ooh, yeah.
We went sledding and had a snowball fight and just messed around in the snow.
I had a snowball fight with some friends.
Fun. You made an igloo.
I watched TV all day and played on my new DS that I got for Christmas.
Ooh.
I tried to make a snowman, but it just turned out to be a snow pool.
Yeah, it was a little bit funky snow for snowmen, wasn't it? It wasn't really quite the right...
I could get the bottom half of the snowman, but I couldn't get the top.
Yeah.
I got to build a snowman.
In the morning, there was pretty good packing snow, but then it got all powdery and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. somebody else over here try to make a snowman?
I built a snowman and it's still standing here today.
Well, congratulations, Madeline, the only Yay! Snowman that was built in the studio. Well, we had a blast too. It's so fun to watch the dogs. If any of you have dogs,
yeah, my dog just kept run around.
My dog kept running and running and running in circles in the snow. It's pretty cute.
Aw, I have a little Chihuahua and he acted like, oh, goodness gracious, what is this terrible stuff on my paws?
That's so funny.
He was so unhappy when I made him go outside. He was just like picking up his dainty little feet, like, how can I not stand on this?
All of my family loves snow, even my cat, my dog.
Yeah. Wow.
Our dogs really do. And once...
Imogen, you have to come to a microphone over here. You're way over there. Yeah. Okay. Imogen?
Once... My sister and my mom went to the library and we saw a dog jumping and his feet were actually going off the ground.
Wow.
Well, yeah, his owner got out and he was jumping like 5 feet in the air, like...
Whoa. I love trick dogs.
My dog does that.
That's so cool. Well, like, y'all, we have a great show lined up for you. I wanted to ask you...
My dog dances.
Do you know, as we're on the air and as we're talking to people, who are listening right now, they're imagining what we're doing. So if we were to do something like this... They'd have to imagine what we're doing. I wonder if they can tell what we're doing.
And call it no.
We're jumping. And or if we did something else, if we made like, you know, if all of us came in here and pretended we were cats. We're up here at KUNM. It seems as though there's been a whole lot of cats released in the studio. We're not really sure what to do. Stop pawing at that. Oh, stop pawing at that. So or we could pretend like we are up here and something is terrible is happening and we all have to run away. Wait. But all of this is happening because of the magic of sounds, right? There's nowhere else
where... We became a soap opera.
There's nowhere else where sound is as important as on the radio, except for maybe when your parents are calling you. That's probably more important.
Siobhan!
Exactly. And so today we're going to talk and learn about sounds. We're going to take our listeners on a trip all around the world, and we're going to come back again. And we have a lot to learn and a lot to do on the show today. So stick with us. This is the Children's Hour. And and for right now, I noticed that there's a bunch of birds in the studio. And we're going to have to collect the birds while you all are listening to this next song. This is Love is the Seventh Waves by the Dunks.
Of the senses, you're the queen of all you survey. All the cities, all the nations, everything that falls your way. There is a deeper wave than this that you don't understand. There is a deeper wave than this tugging at your hand. Every ripple on the ocean, every leaf on every tree, every sand dune in the desert, every pow we never see. There is a deeper wave than this swelling in the world. There is a deeper wave than this. Listen to me, girl, come on. Over land, all the grief, all the armies, all the missiles, all the symbols of our fear. At the still point of destruction, at the center of the fury, all the angels, all the devils, all around us, can't you see? There is a deeper wave than this rising in the land. There is a deeper wave than this, nothing will withstand. I say love is the seventh wave. I say love.
In the studio this morning, we have our old friend Crawford.
Hi, Katie.
And our new friend, Kip Allen. Hi, Kip.
Hi.
He's going to do some wonderful work with sound effects this morning.
Katie, I've worked in radio for much of my life, and I'm always fascinated by sounds and sound effects. So I'm looking forward to us all having a lot of fun this morning with sounds and funny noises.
All right, today we're going to make some noise.
And we're going to play with sounds. Loud sounds, soft sounds, pleasant sounds.
Beautiful sounds.
Not so beautiful sounds.
Funny sounds.
And all of them fun to explore.
Let's everybody who's listening right now take a moment to listen to all the sounds that are happening around you. All the sounds. I'm going to be silent for a moment. And everybody see how many sounds that you can identify. Surprising, isn't it? When I woke up this morning, I lay very still and I listened. What I thought was silence really was filled with a lot of different sounds. There were whirs, hums. My refrigerator makes a hum. The ticking of my clock, a dog barking, and then another. There was some traffic noise, including a very loud motorcycle.
Wow, Kip, you got all the sounds in there on cue. You're going to be so busy this morning, you won't have any time to talk.
That's all right. I'm having fun. By the way, I think we should thank the wonderful library at Albuquerque Academy for lending us the sound effects for today's show.
Thank you, Albuquerque Academy.
You know, most of the time, we don't even hear the sounds around us at all. Even though the sounds are there, we don't pay any attention to them.
I think there may be different kinds of sounds. There are sounds that you don't pay attention to, and then there are sounds that you are a little bit aware of. You know they're there, but they're not that important. And then there are sounds that you pay very close attention to. Maybe something falling off a shelf. Oops. Or maybe your mother calling your name.
And if she uses your full name, you really pay attention, because usually when moms use your full name, they're upset about something. Crawford John McCollin, you come inside this instant.
Yikes.
So actually, we're talking about very different ways of listening.
When I listen carefully and with a lot of attention, it's usually music I'm listening to.
Even just words can sound like music in a way, especially if they are words from a language that you don't know.
Kip, you know Danish. How does Danish sound?
Jeg var i Danmark for 4 år, men jeg har glemt det hele. Jeg kan ikke forstå dig, jeg kan ikke tale dansk, men jeg elsker dig. Det Die reine Ivor gather, die alle Björne glaver.
Wow, I like that. Can you do Old English, Kip, from the time of, say, Chaucer?
Well, let's give it a try. Wandered Aprile with his shure sota, the drought of March hath pierced to the rota, and bathed every vein in switch liqueur of which virtue engendered is the fleur. Juan Zephyrus arc with his sweeter breath.
Well, I'm impressed, Kip. Kip, with the magic of special effects, how about giving us an example of poetry in French with a real Frenchman speaking?
Les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne blessent mon cœur d'une langueur monotone. Tout suffocant et blême, quand sonne l'heure, je me souviens des jours anciens et je pleure.
That's different. All right. Cool. How about one more? Maybe how about Chinese, Kip?
春眠不觉晓，处处闻啼鸟，夜来风雨声，花落知多少。
I didn't understand any of those words, but I heard the music that was not only accompanying the Chinese words, there was music inside the words too, even if I didn't know what they meant. I think maybe it's easier to hear the music when you don't know what the words mean.
Hearing the music. There's music everywhere, just waiting to be heard. Over 100 years ago, the American composer and pianist Amy Beach was listening early one spring morning to a bird calling from a distant treetop. It was a hermit thrush, and this is what it sounded like.
So, maybe it's true what the English poet Percy Bysshe Shelley wrote. There's music in all things if men had ears. Our earth is but an echo of the spheres.
Well, of course men have ears. So do women.
Oh, that's a poetic image, of course. It just means most people don't listen very well.
Speaking of listening, let's go from the sublime to the silly. A young carpenter in California named Woody Phillips was working in his wood shop one day when he noticed that each electrical tool made a particular note. And when he pounded on a piece of wood or a big metal wastebasket, that too made a sound. He recorded lots of these sounds, and then he mixed them together to make something like a tune. Here is Woody, playing a handsaw, pipes, some 2x4 pieces of wood, a table saw, a hammer, a pneumatic nailer, and an anvil. And the tune is called Spinning Song. Thank you.
those sounds were made by tools. It's amazing what you hear when you really listen.
I'd like to talk about onomatopoeia.
Huh?
Onomatopoeia. Well, I confess I had to check on just how to say that word before I came into the studio. It's just a big word for an easy idea. It's about words that sound like what they mean.
Oh, you mean words like boom or crash.
Exactly. Hey, let's all take turns saying onomatopoetic words and see if Kip can keep up with us with his special effects.
Crackle.
Boom.
Zip.
Chirp.
Quack.
Moo.
Good job, Kip. Sounds like old McDonald's farm, with a sound effect here and a sound effect there.
Before we go on, though, I'd like to say my very favorite onomatopoetic word of all time. It's the Aztec word for an animal you might see on a farm, and the word is guajolote. Can you give us the real thing, Kip? Right, it's Aztec for turkey.
All right, now here's a sound that not only tells us what the creature is, but also where we are. See if you can name the animal that makes this noise.
A seagull.
That's right, a seagull. And where is that seagull?
At the ocean.
You can tell that because we've added another sound to make where we are even more specific.
Waves on a beach. Those seagulls sound like they're fighting for food.
So there are sounds that tell us where we are, and there are sounds that tell us what is happening. Here's an example. And how about this one?
I know that one. So you could even tell a story with just sounds and no words. Like this. Okay, who can tell the story we just heard in words?
Well, it might have been a summer evening. There was some thunder, and somebody walked up and opened a door very slowly, but a dog growled and barked. And the man who was trying to get in was scared by the dog, so he slammed the door and ran away.
That was fun. Give us another story, Kip.
Okay, so what happened there?
Somebody drove a car too fast, and it crashed.
Okay, and what color was the car? Why was the driver in such a hurry? Where was he going?
We don't know the answers to those questions, but we can make them up in our heads.
That's right. We can make them up using our imaginations.
A creative imagination is one of the most powerful tools we human beings have. Imagination works by making an idea in what some people call the mind's eye, but you could call it the mind's ear.
We can imagine what something would look like, or what it would sound like, or feel like, or taste like. We can imagine how different things might work together in new and different ways, ways that maybe no one has even thought of yet. These days, we watch a lot of television, and most television programs don't require very much imagination. Television gives you lots and lots of information, and sometimes there's so much going on for your eyes that there's no room for imagination.
But radio is different. All you get are sounds, but that's often all you need. Your mind's ear hears the sounds and then imagines what is happening, just as we did earlier with those sound effects. Here's an example. Comedian Stan Freberg is going to make a gigantic lake of hot chocolate. The ingredients? Just a few sounds and your imagination.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
This is the Children's Hour from KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And right now, join me for an imaginative expedition into the jungle.
Or join me on a ride to another planet.
Or you can stay right here and join me in enjoying this huge hot chocolate. Anyone have some spoons?
Spoons? We'll need shovels.
Or maybe buckets.
Yeah, and boots. The whipped cream is getting gooey.
I hope the dam holds.
Well, we could stay drier if we all climbed up onto the cherry.
That was a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Crawford and our new friend Kip, for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you, Katie. It was fun.
Thank you. Had a blast.
And I'm going to just hang on to this cherry here. Hold on, Anna. Hang on. Grab my hand. Grab my hand.
I can land on my feet. Look.
This is the Children's Hour here on KUNM, learning about the wonder of sound. Excellent birds. That's Laurie Anderson and Peter Gabriel from Laurie Anderson's Mr. Heartbreak 2003 release. And before that, recorded live in the forests of Southeast Cameroon, the Baka people. The Heart of the Forest is the name of that CD. That's the nursery rhyme piece. What a weird and wonderful CD that is. And you heard us doing our whole thing on the wonder and magic of sound and transporting you to other places and transporting us to other places. And we're going to do a little bit more here for you. We have a song that is just super bizarre, and we're going to play that. And then we can't wait to tell you more about how it is that sound actually is working and how it is that you dear listeners, can understand exactly what I'm saying and how that gets to your brain. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, coming off of the Dimension Mix, Chris Kachulis.
Let's listen very carefully to Chris. He has some things to tell us about listening.
Listen to the world all around. Listen to the world all around. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Listen well. Listen well. Listen carefully. Everybody, how to listen? What to listen for? What to listen? Listen. Listen to the words all around. Listen to the words all around. Listen carefully, listen well. Listen carefully so you can tell everybody how to listen, what to listen for. Listen, listen to the words all around you.
Surf.
I don't know where.
On sound waves.
Every noise we hear comes to our bodies and is collected by our ears on waves of sound traveling through the air.
As we are speaking, we are creating pressure waves that are vibrating into your ears.
Sound waves are slower than light waves. That's why usually we see lightning a few seconds before we hear the thunder.
Unless the lightning is very close, then it's really loud.
And scary.
Our ears are excellent receptors for these waves.
Ears have three parts: the outer ear, the middle ear, and the inner ear. The outer ear is the part you can touch and even wiggle your finger into a little. Its main job is to collect sounds, from the softest whisper to the loudest roar.
This part of the ear gets all gunky with earwax. Earwax might seem gross, and that's because it tastes so disgusting.
Ew!
But earwax is a really important protector of the ear canal. It contains chemicals that fight infections, and it keeps dirt from going deep into the ear.
After sound waves travel through the ear canal, they enter the middle ear. The middle ear is separated from the outer ear by the eardrum, which is a thin piece of skin stretched tight like a drum.
On the other side of the eardrum, there are the ossicles. They are the three most delicate bones in our bodies.
The first bone is called the malleus, which is attached to the eardrum and means hammer in Latin.
It's attached to the incus, which means anvil in Latin.
And it's attached to the stapes, which means stirrup in Latin, and is the smallest bone in our bodies.
The sound waves reach the eardrum, which makes the eardrum vibrate.
When the eardrum vibrates, those vibrations move to the teeny tiny ossicles, from the hammer to the anvil to the tiny stirrup, and those moving bones carry the sound deeper into the body to the inner ear.
Sound vibrations enter the cochlea, which is a small curled tube in the inner ear that is filled with liquid. That liquid starts to move when the ossicles vibrate.
There are teeny cells lining the cochlea, which are covered in even tinier hairs. The vibrations in the liquid inside the cochlea cause the hairs on those cells to move.
The tiny moving hairs create nerve signals that get carried by nerves to our brains. It's our brains that know how to make sense of what we are hearing.
Each part of the ear is important for the whole process of hearing to work. When people can't hear, it's because some part of their ear is not working properly.
If you think about it, it's pretty amazing our brains can take pressure waves from outside our bodies and decode the noises to allow us to pretty much always know exactly what we are hearing.
We can tell when we hear an airplane or a cat meowing.
We might ignore a loud car outside, but can hear the scratching of our cat's paws on the door to be let inside our room.
In a loud crowd, we can tune out all other voices except the ones we recognize, which is how we can hear our mother's voice over all others, and how she can hear ours, too.
Our ears are amazing tools. We need to take good care of them. Never put a cotton swab or Q-tip or anything inside your ear canal, or else you can easily damage your eardrum.
Instead, just wash your ears really well when you take a bath or a shower by washing the parts you can easily reach with a washcloth.
And when it comes to loud music and wearing earbuds or headphones, protect your ears by not blasting them with sounds that can actually pop your eardrum or even break the tiny bones in your middle ear.
Turn down the volume. Your ears will be grateful.
Speaking of grateful ears, why do you have to whisper in a cornfield?
I don't know why.
Because it's all ears.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, clinkety, clack, take you riding in my car. Click, climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spree, I spraddle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes brr, brr, engine, it goes brr, brr. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees in the houses walk along, trees in the houses walk along. Truck in a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. The moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. When I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair. When I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find. When it turned around, my marvelous toy, chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him a marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, and whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Cricket in my closet, he was making quite a riot. Every time I peeked, that cricket sure got quiet. I tried searching with my flashlight, he was nowhere to be found. Every time I walked away, I heard that cricket sound. If I could talk in cricket, I was hoping to play with it. I thought that would be the ticket, but I couldn't seem to trick it. Moo, moo.
That's not it.
Hee-haw.
That's not it.
Eek, eek, eek.
That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. Bop.
That's not it.
Nee.
That's not it. That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. I was running late for school, so I just grabbed my jacket. Sister got in the car and screamed, ew, there's a bug, can I whack it? It was a beautiful little cricket. He was sitting right there on my sleeve. I rolled up the window, hoping he wouldn't leave. If I could talk in cricket, I was hoping to play with it. I thought that would be the ticket, but I couldn't seem to trick it. Moo, moo.
That's not it.
Hee-haw.
That's not it.
Eek, eek, eek.
That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. Bop.
That's not it.
Nee.
That's not it. That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket.
cricket hopped up on the dashboard. There was music on the radio. The little feet started tapping. He was putting on a dancing show. Two steps to the left, three steps to the right. He hopped up and he hopped down while we waited at the traffic light. If I could talk in cricket, I was hoping to play with it. I thought that would be the ticket, but I couldn't seem to trick it. Moo, moo.
That's not it.
Hee-haw.
That's not it.
Eek-eek-eek.
That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. Ba.
That's not it.
Nee.
That's not it. That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. By the time we got to school, I thought the cricket could be my friend. But when I opened up the door, it was adios the end. That cricket did a backflip right there on the lawn. I said, please don't go, but friends, I hate to tell you, that little guy was gone. If I could talk in cricket, I was hoping to play with it. I thought that would be the ticket, but I couldn't seem to trick it. I can't sound like a cricket. Ba.
That's not it.
Nee.
That's not it. That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. Eek eek.
That's not it.
Ta-ooga.
That's not it.
Doogie doogie doogie.
That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. Ha ha.
That's not it.
Hello.
That's not it.
Ding ding ding.
That's not it.
I can't sound like a cricket. I try. It's not as easy as you'd think.
That's it.
Thank you.
Better hurry to see the 10 a.m. production of Alice in Wonderland. Is at the Vortex Theater in Albuquerque. Fall into the rabbit's hole with this live adaptation of the classic. Appropriate for kids 4 and older and all adults. Find tickets and more information at vortexabq.org. It runs through the month of January with the 10 a.m. show on Saturdays, 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Just days past Earth's closest approach to the sun, and winter is still here. It's the perfect time to catch views of sunspots and prominences through solar telescopes. Today in Santa Fe at the Cerritos Hills State Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Meet in the main parking lot half a mile north of Cerritos Village on County Road 59.
Matilda the Musical is at Pope Joy Hall starting on Thursday and running next weekend. Seats are still available. Get yours at popejoypresents.org.
Felix y Los Gatos are playing an all-ages party on the patio at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. There's pizza included with admission. Kids and families are always welcome at the IPCC. It's located at 12th Street Northwest and Indian School Boulevard right here in Albuquerque. You can call 505-724-3510.
It's time for the K&M Kids Birthday Club.
Birthday gifts in the mail, birthday greetings on the air.
Happy birthday if today's your birthday.
This Thursday, our own KUNM Kids crew member Siobhan is turning 10 years old.
Happy birthday, Siobhan.
And on Friday, Arlo Hansen from Albuquerque is turning 4 years old.
Happy birthday, Arlo.
We've got a gift in the mail for Arlo and Siobhan, and you can get one too on your birthday.
Just email kunmkids@kunm.org with your name, birth date, and mailing address. The KUNM Kids Birthday Club is open for kids 12 and younger.
And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are at KUNM Kids. We thought we might play a little bit more music about listening and hearing and hearing and listening, including this one. This is Fox and Branch, and this is the title track of their CD, Did You Hear That? We'll see you next week. I'm Katie Stone for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Well, what was that? I hear a police siren, I hear a foghorn too. I hear my friend on my front porch, I can hear his coughing shoe. Did you hear that? Ticking. I hear a little bird sing. I hear the wind blowing. I hear that doorbell ring. Well, did you hear that? What was that? I hear a cat in my backyard. I hear cars out on the street. I hear my friend's voice as he says hello to me.
Hey, Will!
And I can hear a fiddle too. Well, I can hear so many things. So tell me, how about you? So tell me, how about you?
So tell me, how about you?